Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us once again, hanging out by the radio, wherever you're at, car, boat, living room, basement, garage.
Where else could people be?
I'm trying to put it all out there.
We're going to list all the possibilities.
Exactly. Nonetheless, glad to have you guys with us. Got some fun stuff to talk about today. We are going to talk about Michigan looking at having a need for more doe harvesting. And we're talk about that the head of show, right after break, we're going to talk about what do you want to do when your body of water giveth and then taketh away come this time of year, shall we say, the August days of fishing. Stay tuned, that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well.
Unfortunately, Mr. Donald's not here.
Not this time.
No.
He's with us in spirit.
That is true. That is true. We thinking he's off doing something fun. I don't know if that's the
Hopefully.
Case or not. Yeah. Hope so. Hope so.
It's amazing how fast we get through things, though.
Isn't
when he's
it?
Not here.
You said it this time.
You get here and it's rock and roll time.
Let's make it happen.
And I dig it.
Yeah. Let's, you know, that's how that works.
No chit chat.
Nope. Let's get
You don't
this.
Like me, do you?
No, that's not Aww. What I said. I brought you salmon last week. So
that's true.
Don't even.
Don't go down that.
That's how you know
deep,
if I like you or
spiral.
Not. I'll give you salmon. You know, that's it. Or
okay. I will
fish.
Never forget.
And that's why I felt so bad when you didn't bring deer sticks. I felt like.
You were hurt.
I was hurt. I was actually
I see.
Emotionally
That's your love language.
Hurt. Yeah, see?
Fish and game distribution.
Yep, see?
Got
I think a lot of guys, it's the same thing.
I could see that.
You know, sharing is caring. See?
That's true.
There you go. Moving right along.
Oh, my gosh.
From an odd topic
well,
than the,
no,
and the black
just,
hole we just wandered into.
So we've got toddlers at home, right? And they love the show that all it does is sing nursery rhymes.
Oh, no.
And there's a song in there that goes, because sharing is caring.
Oh, no.
So once you said that, on a loop in
there
my
brain.
There
you go. It's like the shark thing, right?
Because sharing is caring.
Baby shark.
It's from that.
I'm bringing it up because of fishing.
It's
That's
from
only
that.
Reason. Yeah.
Baby fin. Have you
yeah.
heard of that?
No. Don't care to because it'll
Please
be
don't.
Something else to be going around in my head.
Oh, my
Now
goodness.
That everybody's mad at me for bringing up baby shark.
And baby fin.
Yeah.
We're in the thick of it, my friends.
Yep, not good. Not good. So let's move on, as I
Please.
Highlighted at the top of the show. The bodies of water near you can giveth and make your fishing experience fantastic, and they can taketh away, which a lot of times happens this time of year.
Are you seeing the struggle yourself or no?
Oh, I was on the struggle bus last Wednesday. The previous Wednesday, I had a great day. We caught a lot of fish. A lot of sheephead, but the problem is when we went out, we went on a milk run, and it's not a problem. It's what you do to try and find fish. And the one thing we wanted to do was just wanted to go jig fish. Jig fishing is just so much fun. And
that's all we wanted to do.
Yeah, that's all we wanted to do. The piece to this puzzle in my mind is when people are looking to catch fish, you have to be open. If you said, hey, let's just go jig fishing, that's great. If you're going to go have fun with that, great. If you're out to catch fish and you want to get, let's just say walleye in this case. If you want to get walleye, you're going to need to be more broad-minded. And this time of year, trolling and covering water is one of those things that you're going to need to do. The second thing you need to do and understand is timing is extremely important. We go out on Wednesday night league. We're not on the water until 5:30. And you got 3 hours to put the pedal to the metal, so you're flying wide open throttle to get from one spot to the next. And you're 15 minutes, and we're not turning fish. Move on to the next one. And that's where when you go out, you need to understand the timing that you have. Short timing window, shorten up the quote-unquote milk run spots. Know that you can fish the spot well, but also the trolling aspect is a key piece to it, whether it's a live bait trolling or it's a crankbait trolling in this time of year. More often than not, you'll find the trolling can be very effective in hitting various water, whether it's deeper water. And don't be afraid to try the little stuff. The smash shads, the little tiny stuff. Selmos work great. Same thing. The little tiny baits, let them dictate, let the bait dictate what the fish want. And I think you're going to find out pretty quick that versatility is the winner every time. So don't let the take it the way part rule the day, because it can be kind of a challenge, especially on the river right now. The challenge is also the river is dropping like a rock. The level is going down extremely quickly, and that's always a challenge. The fish get funky. They come out of the shallower areas, and they're generally a challenge to bite.
So I have a question for you. A few weeks ago, there was a big mayfly hatch in our area. How was fishing then? Did you even go?
Yeah, we went.
Okay.
And I actually caught some fish. And again, it's how you fish and where you fish for them.
Okay.
And, you know, we fish some of the mayfly areas where it's just thick, like a big mat of mayflies.
Gross.
The funny part was I was thinking the same thing, and I cast it into the mat. My jig actually picked up some mayflies, pulled it down, and the fish would hit the jig thinking it was a pot of mayflies.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so, might as well use the resources that are available to you.
Yeah, well, and again, addressing that, if we're going to do live bait, that's where you do a little floater jig and a chunk of crawler. That works really well at the same time, anytime you have the mayfly hatch. But it's always a challenge. And, of course, we're the week after, so those fish are like, you look at their bellies, they're so full.
They're
it's
so
crazy.
Full.
It's like
yeah.
Thanksgiving.
There's a lot of people that don't even try when there's a hatch because they're like, why? They're not hungry.
I like fishing, so.
And it's
a Wednesday
they
league.
They smell,
though. I can't give up the points. I got to get my points.
Well, if you were a part of a league, would you be out there?
I probably would. We just enjoyed fishing so much. It's just, it's really a fun thing to do. So nothing wrong with that at all. But well, tell you what, we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about the doe harvest in Michigan and a new baiting platform for invasives that a lot of agencies are taking a look at that may help control aquatic invasive, the big fish that are a problem and infecting a lot of our areas. So stay tuned. A lot of cool stuff coming right up.